Okay, today's daf daf kuf tes vav, just one ha'ara from yesterday on kuf yud dalet amud beis, and then we'll be starting from six lines from the bottom by the word pshita. Yesterday, in the middle of the amud of kuf yud dalet amud beis, the Gemara says if you eat half the shear of mara your yotzei, as long as you ate it within the achilas pras of each other, within a couple of minutes, 3 to 9 minutes, depending on your shita. So there is a well known rush on this Gemara, where the Gemara is assuming that there is a shear for mara, whatever it is. So the Torah never says tochal maror. It says amatzus maror miyochluhu, which we'll talk about today. It uses indirect lashonos, but it never says beferish, and that's what prompts the rush in Simen Chafala to say, you know how you know that you need a kezayis of maror? Because of the bracha. Because in the bracha you say al achilas maror, sarash yochal kezayis, the ein achila pavachos mi kezayis. That is the shita of the rush. And there's a lot of halachic literature written about this rush. We'll just mention the Reb Chaim. There's Reb Chaim in the Grach HaLashas, the Simen Membeis, who quotes this rush, quotes the Shagas Aryeh, says, What do you need? Every time you have to eat something, it's achil, it's kezayis. Whether it says it in the Torah, doesn't say it in the Torah. Sometimes we had earlier in Pesachim, it doesn't say by isurim, it doesn't say lashon achila, and you still say it goes by kezayis. So what's the Rosh's whole suffix about? Of course you need a kezayis. V'hanira bazeh, therefore says Reb Chaim, he says the hirne be'er rabba b'minyan mitzvos lo mana la achilas mar l'mesa b'frei atzma. You know why it's different? Because maror is not a separate mitzvah. Of course, if you have a separate mitzvah or a separate aveir, it's going to be kezayis. But the point is, maror is not a separate mitzvah. Matzah is a separate mitzvah today because of the extra pasuk of the erev tochlu matzos. But maror is always linked to Karban Pesach. V'kivin de'in machilasa mitzvah zaseh b'frei atzma. But it's a tnai of Karban Pesach. So says Reb Chaim, he thinks, de'im yochal Pesach v'chatzi zayis matzah v'chatzi zayis maror, you have fulfilled the entire mitzvah's Karban Pesach. You just didn't fulfill the extra achilas matzah that's a mitzvah b'frei atzma, which there is no mitzvah separately of achilas matzah, of achilas maror. Because maror is only linked to matzah in terms of its relationship to the Pesach, but not in terms of being its own mitzvah. So matzah misvar is going to be kezayis because it's its own mitzvah. Pesach is going to be kezayis because it's its own mitzvah. But mor, you know why mor is different? Because it's linked to Karban Pesach. It's really one maisa achila. If it's one maisa achila, so then you would have thought that it could be mitzuref. It could link, be part of the shear of matzah, the shear of Pesach. Mitzad matzah, you need a whole kezayis of matzah because it's its own mitzvah. Mitzad mor, though, you don't need a whole kezayis of mor. That's why the Rosh had to come on to say that no, because you say a separate bracha is a mitzvah of al achilas maror, it's independent enough in order to require its own shear. Or even though it is dependent, it still requires its own shear. That is Reb Chaim. Again, there's a lot more on this Rosh, but just wanted to mention that Reb Chaim. Yeah.
If that's true, why do we eat maror separately?
So why do we eat maror separately today? It's a Durabanan. Today it's a Durabanan. It's not the ultimate ideal mitzvah of eating it with the Karban Pesach.
Why not eat it without?
So why not eat it with afikomen? It's a good question. Why don't we eat it with afikomen? There are some, we discussed a little bit in Shabbos Hagadol, which we'll mention again today, and that is according to the shittas that say the ikar mitzvah matzah is afikomen, they have that question. Why don't you eat it with, why don't you eat it later? Okay, let us continue now. Pshita, six lines up from the bottom. Pshita, we have Haggadah issues today. Haggadah issues. Pshita, hecha deika shar yirakos, mevarech ashar yirakos bori pri hadama, v'yachil, v'hadr bavarech alachidas mar v'yachil. If I have two different vegetables, for one for karpas and one for mara, I know what to do. What we do. We make a borei pri adama on the first vegetable, and we dip, and we eat it. And later on, when we get to the mara, we don't make another borei pri adama. We just make another alachilas mara. No problem if you have two different vegetables. Why don't you have to repeat a borei pri adama on the mara? So that's a machlokas here between the Rashbam and Tosfos. The Rashbam says, why? Because what we usually assume, you're yotze with the borei pri hadama of the karpas. And that's poter, the borei pri hadama of the mara. Tosfos on the next amud, Dibur Maskil V'Hadar, says, no. You know why you don't need a borei pri hadama on the mara? Because you just made a motzi. You just made a motzi, so that's why you don't have to make a borei pri hadama on the mara. So a motzi path is everything. Why doesn't the Rashbam hold of that? Whereas in hold of the idea that you already made hamotzi, so this is what we usually explain at the Seder, that anything that does not come Machmas Hasu'uda required its own bracha. Some poskim say certain appetizers require its own bracha. Many poskim say certain desserts require its own bracha. It's not looked at as part of the meal. You're not eating maror because you like to eat maror. You're eating maror l'shem the mitzvah. So if you're doing it l'shem the mitzvah, so that is why Hamosi doesn't pater it, and that's why you have to pater it from the earlier Bar Pri Adama. So what does Tosfos say back? It's a good taina. So what does Tosfos say back to the Rashbam? So this is Rav Shechter quotes in Eret HaTzvi on page Mem Beis, Tosfos and Brachos, which has a little different shot than the Tosfos in our Tosfos. Because our Tosfos is the formulation of its, the Yerakos is Gorer Halev, and therefore it gets the juices going to eat more. It's hard to say that by Maror. It's hard to say that by horseradish. So Tosfos and Brachos gives a different shot, and that is, once the Torah says halakhically, this is what you have to do, this is part of your Suda on Pesach, that you have to eat matzah, and then maror, al-pidin is part of the suda. Even though you normally would not be part of the suda, but because halachically, this is what you have to eat after your matzah, so that is why it is considered nigra achar suda, and therefore it will be niftar by the bracha of hamotzi. Okay, that is, again, based tup machlokes, why you don't need a new prayer dam on the maror, and explaining each shita why they don't hold of the other shita. Okay, so that is if you have two different vegetables for maror. But, says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom, Heichad leka alachasamai. What if you only have romaine lettuce? You could use romaine lettuce for karpas. There's no din what you have to use for karpas. You could use the same vegetable. So if you have the same vegetable, what do you do? That's a machlok. That's mine. Amar Afuna. So Afuna says, Mavarech meikara amarar boi priyadama va'achil ulubasov mavarech alachilas mar va'achil. Rav Huna says, you do the same exact thing that we do today. You're using the same vegetable. It doesn't matter. You make a boi priyadama the first time. 2 hours later, you're going to make an alachilas mar on the same vegetable. Asks Rav Chizda, maskav la Rav Chizda, la'achash amile kreso heimenu choser umavarech aleha. After you have filled your stomach from it, you are going to choser mevarech aleha. You're going to remake the bracha. You've been eating, you ate maror 2 hours ago. You're not eating maror again. All of a sudden, you're going to say alachilas maror. That's inappropriate. You've eaten it before. You've already enjoyed it a little bit. Not enjoyed it, just eaten it. Elo amar Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda argues on Rav Huna. Meikara mevarech. If you have the same vegetable for karpas and maror, what do you do? You make both brachos originally. And when it comes time for maror, you eat it without a bracha. Because you cannot make an alachilas maror on the same vegetable that you used 2 hours ago. This line of La'acha Shemile Kreso, if you remember, just to review for 2 minutes what we discussed, Shabbos HaGadol, this line is used by Rashi and the Rashbam and Tosfos on Kuf Yutas Mabeis Kuf Chafam and Aleph to explain their Shita. They all hold that the Iker Mitzvah of Matzah is Afikomen. That's what they hold. And the question, though, is, therefore, why do we make Alachilas Matzah by the original Kazayas, if that's not the Iker Mitzvah? So they all quote this Gemara. La'acha Shemile Kreso, you've been eating matzah for 2 hours, so it's inappropriate. You ate matzah during the meal, you ate matzah originally. It's inappropriate to wait with the Achilas Matzah, so that's why we make the Achilas Matzah earlier. That is the Shita of the Rashi and the Rashbam and Tosfos. The question, though, that is asked on these Mefarshim is, so what is that first eating? If the first eating is not the mitzvah of matzah, or here, if karpas has no shaychus to the mitzvah of maror, then how is it possible to say alachilas maror, alachilas matzah on it? You have to say according to these rishonim. You have to say according to Rav Chizda in the Gemara, for this amora, and for those rishonim, that the first achila is not a total achilas rishus. It also has shaychus to the mitzvah. And this is what Rav Asher Weiss had said. The chiddush of these rishonim is that even though the first time you eat karpas, or achilat, the first kazayis of matzah, even though you're not doing the mitzvah in its ideal sense, you're not eating the maror with the matzah, you're not eating the afikomen ala sova, the chiddush is that you can make the berachas a mitzvah originally because of this svara of la'acha shemile kreso, and yet be able to do the mitzvah in its ideal form later. That must be the chiddush of these Rishonim. Because you have to say, Achila A is hashaychus to the mitzvah, or else how could you say the bracha of alachilas matzah, or alachilas maror? Yet, they say that the ikar mitzvah is the later one, obviously the maror, and the afikomen. That must be the chiddush. And then we discussed, does this work with the story of Reb Chaim? The story of Reb Chaim that's quoted in a number of places, when Reb Chaim, on Sukkot, one day had two esrogim in front of him. He had one esrog, which was a gorgeous, beautiful esrog, amazing looking, very hadar, but it might not be an esrog. It might be a lemon. Or do we say he had another esrog in front of him? That was a regular pashuta esrog. Pashuta esrog is fine. Vadai kosher. Vadai kosher. But not mehudar. So which do you shake? So Rav Chaim said you shake both. And the kasha is, which do you shake first? So you make the bracha on atilas lulav. So we had a vote at the time. So Rav Chaim said that you shake the gorgeous, maybe pusel one first. Why? Because says Rav Chaim, if you shake the vade kosher one first, then you're yotze the mitzvah, the whole thing is finished, and forget it. You can't add on hadar afterwards. You can't do the mitzvah again. So you have to shake the vade kosher, the mehudar one first, which is safek kosher, safek pasul, and then right afterwards you shake the vade kosher one. It's not considered a hafsik because this is the tzorach mitzvah. You're hoping to get the hadar mitzvah. So Rav Chaim assumed that once you shook the vade kosher one, then it's finished. So we discussed then, is that story against this idea of the Rishonim? That once you do the mitzvah of matzah, once you do the mitzvah of morah with karpas, you still have available the opportunity to do the mitzvah later on, to do the ikar mitzvah, the ideal mitzvah. So we said, maybe there's a difference between hiddur mitzvah and these halachas. We discussed it more then. Okay, but that is all based on this line of the Gemara of La'achashim Bilei Kreis. There is one other ha'ara regarding this line of the Gemara, and that's in the Bach. The Bach points out the sheet of the Rambam, which we mentioned yesterday. This is the Bach in Simin Tuf Ayin Gimel, where the Rambam says, against other Rishonim, that you have to eat a kezayis of karpas. We don't hold like the Rambam. We hold like Yidavka, have to eat less to not get into issues of bracha achrona. The Rambam says, no, you have to eat a kezayis of, also because it's just Mishum Heker, as we said yesterday. The Rambam says, you have to eat a kezayis of karpas. Says the Bach, where did the Rambam get such an idea from? You have to eat a kezayis of karpas. The Gemara says, it's la kedeshi isha la tinokos. So the Bach thinks it's from this line of the Gemara. The language of Mile Kreso, what are we talking about? La'achash Mile Kreso, after you ate, you know, filled your stomach with karpas, you're going to make the bracha on the Mara? Filled your stomach, all you ate was a taste. So the Bach says, it's a smach, maybe this is where the Rambam got this from. From this line of the Gemara of La'achash Mile Kreso. Other Achronim, the Prichad, and others say, that's no Raya. What, after Kezias you're full? Obviously it's just a phrase. Don't take it literally. It just means after you've gotten hanah from something, after you've eaten something, doesn't mean lachash imile kreso. To be mamali kreso from potatoes or parsley or, you know, romaine lettuce, you have to eat a lot of it. Much, much more than a kezayis. So that's why, even though the Bach says this is a smach for the Rambam, it's not really such a raya to the Rambam. Okay, that is one ha'ara. Yeah.
Does Rav Chisda
sheet relate to Mrs. Shrichas Kavana? So the poskim here, the Rishonim here discuss which sheet that Rav Chisda is in. The answer is yes, it relates to one of the sheetas, but it's not clear which one. Rav Chisda might be saying on the surface that mitzvos tzrichos kavana, so that you have the option later, and you're dafka not having kavana now, or maybe even eight tzrichos, but let's say you have kavana shalo latzeis. That's where the Rishonim here all get into the action on that issue. Okay, let's continue. Besurya Abdi Kirafuna. In Surya they went like Rafuna, where he still split up the brachas, even though it's the same vegetable. Rav Sheshes Radio of Yeshua Avik Rav Chisda. The Hilchasa Kavasei de Rav Chisda. So we hold like Rav Chisda that you make both brachas if you're using the same vegetable, both brachas originally. Ravacha Bre de Rava. Mahader Ashar Yerakos Lafukin Afshimi Plokta. He dafka always tried to have two different vegetables like we do because they didn't want to get into the issue of machlokas, and therefore he always had two vegetables. Amar Avina Amar Liyor Mishar Shibre Rav Nasan Hachi Amar Hillel Mishmei the Gemara. This is what Hillel told me in the name of the Gemara, meaning this is his Mesorah. We're showing him say this is not our Hillel. You know, different Hillel. Some Gersos have Rav Hillel. It's one of the different lot of different Hillels. So this is what he says. Lo nichro. We'll get to Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel in a minute. But lo nichroch inish matzu umar bahadi hadadi v'neichol mishu v'neichol. One should not today eat the matzah and the maror together, karuch together. Mishum the svira law in matzah b'zman hazeh da'oraisa umar d'rabanan. Because matzah today, as we alluded to in Reb Chaim earlier, the matzah mitzvah matzah b'zman hazeh da'oraisa. There's a separate pasuk, but erev tochlu matzos. Maror today is d'rabanan because maror is linked to the current pesach. If you don't have a current pesach, the mitzvah maror is d'rabanan. V'yasi maror d'rabanan umavatilei l'matzah d'oraisa. If you eat it karuch together, so then the Rabbanan Maror will be mevatel somewhat of the Achilas Matzah, which is the Araisa, and that is not allowed. So in the Nefesh HaRav, quoted from, Shatla quotes from the Rav, that he thought, the Heir Bazer Rabbeinu, right? We call this Korech, wrapping it together. So we generally call it a sandwich. Right, we put the matzah on top, and then the maror, and then more matzah. But the Rav thought, for the word korech, it doesn't sound like, what does korech mean? Korech means rolled together. The translation, Tiheir bazer abedu, de pashtus mashmaus halashon, morishahaya ma'atef ha'echad al gabay hasheni. Korech means wrapped around. Doesn't mean a sandwich. Veloshahaya osin sandwich. Kemashmaus halashon kricha be'ivris modronis. Right, not like modern Hebrew, what we would call korech. Obavadai, and it's impossible, he says, to wrap the matzah around the maror because it'll break. Because he didn't have the Sephardi matzahs, which are like the pitas. So he said, "Vayav ubavadei tzarach lafarish shohaya ochel salat lamarar." The hainu romaine lettuce. He must have used the romaine lettuce and wrapped the romaine lettuce around the matzah. Vayakarchu ma'atu misavu lamatzah umistama kachay sakricha shalom kizayis hamatzah mibefnim v'kizayis shalom lettuce atuf al gaba mibachutz ad kan derev daita. A little different korech ceremony than we have. That's the suggestion just from the language of the word korech. Back to the Gemara, says Hillel Mishmeid the Gemara that you don't eat it together because you're being mevatel the matzah daraisa because of the Mara Darabban. Via filo the manda amar mitzvah zeh mevatel zuazu, and even within the opinion that if you have two mitzvahs together, they're not mevatel each other, two mitzvahs achila, hani mili, that's only when they're on the same playing field. Daraisa bidaraisa, o darabanan bidarabanan. Avol daraisa bidarabanan. But when you have one that's daraisa, one that's darabanan, then you cannot eat it together because the darabanan will be mevatel the daraisa. Why are ein mitzvahs ma'akvo zezeh? Why are mitzvahs ma'akvo zezeh? If you eat two, you eat it. It's two different mitzvahs. So why are mitzvahs ma'akvo zezeh? So says the Chasam Sofer, what's the svara when other things aren't mevatel zezeh? Why, according to Yehuda, is ein dam mevatel dam? Why did the Ran say that a darish yesh lamatirin is not batel? So that's the Ran in the Dorm Dafnan Beis. Chasam Sofer quotes it, who says that you only have bittel when there's a clash. When there are two things against each other, so one overpowers the other. Min b'she'eino mino. But when you have min b'mino, or when you have a darish yesh lamatirin, which is also kind of like a heter, or when you have two mitzvos, says the Chasam Sofer, those things could coexist. When two things could coexist, then there's no bittel, and each one has its own identity. Again, it applies hashkafically also. When you have one person could overpower another, but if they're friends, they can coexist, then they each have their own daya, and they can coexist. So to hear, the reason that mitzvahs are ein mevatel zuazu, because each are, it's min bamino. They're each just similar to each other. That's why the Chazam Sofer, the Svara, for mitzvahs ein mevatel zuazu. So we finish off this Gemara by saying, you cannot eat the matzah and the maror together, because it'll ruin the taste of the matzah. There is a chumrah that some posts can quote, and that is not to dip the matzah into anything on Pesach night. Right? You want to have the pure, unadulterated taste of the matzah. So again, that mostly is because of the chavivas ha-mitzvah. Right? The Shlach Kadosh quotes that you're supposed to kiss the matzah before you eat it. Any mitzvah, you're supposed to kiss the, not supposed to, it's an idea to kiss the chefzah shal mitzvah. The Shlach Kadosh quotes, Tosfos here discusses, Tosfos in Asi Maror says, there's a Gemara in Menachos that says you could eat matzah with some spices on it, matzah mituveles. Isn't that mevatel the taste? Stokes close, it's mituvelas, just a little spices. That doesn't ruin it. That's not like eating maror with your matzah. Maror is going to be mevatel the taste. Tosfos, Meikar Hadid, you're allowed to put salt on it. Meikar Hadid, you're allowed to have it a little dipped into something. But it just shouldn't cover up totally the taste. There is a Maram Chalava. Where's the Maram Chalava? There's a Maram Chalava who quotes the Ramban, who says, Rabban Pirish, Lav Mishun Bito Tam Asile. This whole Gemara is not about being Mevatel the Tam, the Matzah and the Maror. That's not the issue here. So don't compare it to the issues of taste. Ela Misha Milas HaMitzvos, Shetiknu Lasos Kol Mitzvah Bifne Atzma, Udurabanan Udaraisa Havile Kirishus Lagabe Mitzvah, Umavatola. When you have a derabbanan and daraisa, it's not a din in taste. It's a din in, it's similar to, ein osa mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. Each mitzvah gets its own act of eating. Don't mix the mitzvahs. And when you're doing a daraisa, to do a derabbanan with it, it's like doing a dvar reshus with it. Because from the standpoint of the Torah, this isn't a mitzvah. So that is what the reason, says the Marav Chalavim, Shem the Ramban, this has nothing to do with taste, which is how Tosfos assumes that it is, but it has to do with bittel hamitzvah itself, not just to do with taste. Oh, just I forgot to mention at the beginning of the year. I forgot to mention yesterday. I noted that the Ramah quoted. It has to do with yesterday's daf. I'm sorry, it's in the middle, but I forgot before. The Ramah quoted the Rashbam about the Suda of the Bris Milah, and I said it's a quote that has Tosfos, but it's really the Rashbam. It's in Tosfos also. So Tosfos is also on the next Amud. But so it is quoted correctly as Tosfos, but it's also the Rosh Pram. Okay, back to here. Mantana, the middle of the Amud. Mantana, the Shamis Lay Mitzvah Mevatel Zuazu. Who is the opinion that says that mitzvahs are not mevatel each other? Hillel he. It's Hillel, the Tanya. Amrul of Al Hillel. As Hillel says, Sheikarchem, Bevasakas Va'okhlan. Hillel used to make Korech. And eat them together in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So in the time of the Beis HaMikdash he did this because then everything was on a Daraisa level. So you could put it all together. And he used to eat it. There is a major machlokas here between Rashi and the Rashbam versus the Rambam. And there's even, in most Haggadahs, there's a girsa in a parenthesis. When it says, Hillel was korech, everything together, what is everything? So in most Haggadahs it says, korech, matzah, umaror, and some girsos have in parentheses, upesach. That's the shita of the Rashi and the Rashbam here. Rashi and the Rashbam here, if you look, what does it say? Second line of Rashi. Pesach, matzah, maror. That's the Rashbam also. The Rambam quotes, no. Matzah and maror, you're correct together, and then you eat the Pesach. But it's a din that the matzah and the maror have to be eaten together in conjunction with the Pesach, but not in the same Maisa Achila. That's the machlokas we've shown him here, whether the Pesach is also included in the one big eating. It's a machlokas, and that explains the different girsos in the Haggadahs. But this is korecha we do. We quote this Amar Lava Hillel Zaki, they used to do it all together. Shene'emar al matzos umaroim yochluhu. As the Pasuk says, you shall eat it with matzah in conjunction with matzah and mar. Period. There is a beautiful thought of the Belzer Rebbe. Belzer Rebbe has 2 points. Number one, he says, look at this Pasuk. Where's this Pasuk from? Just look on the side. By Midbar Tess. It's by Pesach Sheni. Oh, Baruch Hashem, Yonah de Yoma, today. Right, so the kasha is, aren't there enough psukim in Sefer Shmos to quote about Karban Pesach? You look at Perak Yud Beis, there are enough psukim. There's almost an exact pasuk similar to this. Umatzos Amrorim Yochluhu. What are we quoting a pasuk by Pesach Sheni for on the Seder night? That's the kasha of the Belzer Rebbe. He also points out that it's an unusual language. And when we say korech, we say, Kedas Ahilo, Hoya korech mazamar of Ocha b'yachad, Lekaye ma shenemar, Al matzos amroim yochluhu. Lekaye, well, that language is not in the Gemara. But we throw that in, Lekaye ma shenemar. So Rav Warman in Oras HaPesach, on page Reish Chavav, quotes the Belzer Rebbe and says, you know what the pshat is? Because korech, we've already done the mitzvah matzah and maror, is almost at the end of the Maisa Mitzvah of the night. So we realize Mashiach didn't come this year. We realize we didn't get to do the Karban Pesach tonight. So you know what? We're at least davening for Pesach Sheni. It should come by Pesach Sheni. Let us amasas amorim yochlu lekayim ashenemar. So we fulfill in a month from now what it says on Pesach Sheni. It's a tefillah. Amasas amorim yochlu. That's the chiddush of the Belzer Rebbe. When the Shaul Umeshiv, Rav Nathanson, heard this vart, he says, I don't like it. Right, we all like, whoa, wow. So he says, it's against the Gemara. Why it's against the Gemara? Because the Gemara says, we learned this, now we learn Maseches Pesachim, the Gemara says, Yachid nitzchel Pesach Sheini, ve'in Sibur nitzchel Pesach Sheini. Right, only a Yachid can be pushed to Pesach Sheini. A whole Klal Yisrael, no! They do it B'tom on Pesach Rishon, they're never pushed to Pesach Sheini. So that's why he didn't like it. When the Belzer Rebbe heard that he didn't like it, he answered back to him, look in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Pesachim in Perek Tes says that no, if Mashiach comes in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheini, then the whole Tzibur could do it on Pesach Sheini. Yachid Nitche is only if they didn't do it, they're around Pesach Rishon. But the Yerushalmi Pesachim says that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu or Behuda says, Tziburos and Pesach Sheini, if they build a Beis HaBchira in between. So that's why the Vart not only has Hashkafic value, it also has Halachic value. Therefore, that's the Vart. You could say over next year by Korech on Lekayim Mashanema. If you hold that three-way machlokas tanoim about whether Rav Nassan, Tanakama, and the other shita, whether it's regular for the answer or not, correct? But he's saying no matter what you hold. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, cholkin alav chaver val Hillel. The friends of Hillel argued on him. Tanya, because they said yochol yekarchem vas achas va'ochlan kederach shehillel ochlan. You might think that you're korech them together and eat them all together. Tamid lomar al matzos umaroim yochluhu. And the Rav Ranchberg talks about maybe there's a different pasuk being quoted here, but either way, the darshan for the word yochlu who plural, it doesn't say amasas marom yochlu ha, meaning the Karban Pesach, so yochlu who plural must be referring to the matzah and the maror, and the darshan afidu zeb b'fnei asma v'zeb b'fnei asma, that they're eaten separately. Maska l'ravashi ihachi mayafilu. What do you mean? If they have to be eaten separately, what's the afilu? They can even be eaten separately. No, they have to be eaten separately. Because these shitas who argue with Hillel say that mitzvos are mevatel zuazu. So Ella Amar Ravashi, you know, the afilu should be read because of this formulation. Haitan ahakitan. This is what the Brisa means. You might have thought that you have to eat it together. So Tamalomar, no, you could even not do that because you're not supposed to do that and you can't do that. Little dachuk in how it fitting it in, but the Gemara is basically saying, don't take the word afilu so seriously. Okay, so we have a machlokas between Hillel and the other Tanoim about what to do about Korech. Says the Gemara, Hasha delo inmar helchas aloki hillel volkrabana, because the halacha was never muskam what to do, eat it all together or not. So what do? This is our practice. Mevarech al achilas matzah va'achil. V'hadim mevarech al achilas mar va'achil. You have to first eat matzah and mar separately, because mar today is durabanan, and therefore you don't want the mar to be involved at the time of the matzah, so you eat it separately, but then you eat it together. V'hadim achil matzah v'chatzah v'hadi adadi below bracha zecher lemikdash kehillel. Right, you do it together without a bracha zecher lemikdash kehillel. That is what we do, because we want to be mekayim hillel and be mekayim the other shita. Yeah.
We eat korech only as a zecher.
Ah, so let's get to 2 points to talk about here. Let's talk about who we doing first here. Let's do a Mikrai Kodesh first. Mikrai Kodesh quotes, again, after I get through all three varts, you'll tell me if your question is still a question. Mikrai Kodesh quotes, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say you didn't eat matzah beheseva. You didn't eat matzah beheseva. What's the halacha? You have to eat matzah again. Asks the Ta'omim, one second. After you, Haseba is a chiyuv derabanan. So you didn't eat matzah b'haseba. So now you have to eat matzah again. He assumes you've already been yotzei your matzah daraisa now. Now you're just repeating matzah because of the chiyuv derabanan of Haseba. You should just have to do korech now. Why should you have to do matzah separately, then mara separately, then the only reason you do matzah and mara separately was because the derabanan is going to be vatal the daraisa. So says the Ta'omim, what do you mean? So why does the Shulchan Aruch paskin that if you didn't eat more matzah b'seba, you have to eat mara again b'seba? Just do korech. You're not worried because they're both derabanans. So he says, it must be that you can't compare all derabanans. The chiyav of derabanan of heseba is still more significant than the chiyav of mara, because chiyav of heseba he assumes is an independent mitzvah, while mara is more linked to the matzah and to the matzah, and that's why he says, even if you didn't warrant yotze your chiyav, even though you might say matzah derabanan, it's still different derabanans. There's another way to argue, and that is, if you didn't eat matzah heseba, the heseba is integrated into the mitzvah. And once, it's the minchas chinuch issue that we spoke about, once you haven't done it properly, so then you weren't even yotzei on the Doraisa level. That is number one. Another issue, that this is brought up by Rav Yerucham Fishel, Yerucham Fishel Perlau. Yerucham Fishel Perlau was one of the unbelievable achronim from 100 years ago, that he wrote a pirush on Sefer HaMitzvos of Rav Sadigon. The Sefer HaMitzvos of Rav Sadigon could have been 3 pages long. The whole Sefer HaMitzvos, he has 3 words for every mitzvah. It's a poem where he has an allusion to every mitzvah in the poem. It could have been 3 pages long. Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlau wrote about 3,000 pages, 3 humongous volumes. He used it as a springboard, but he has on every mitzvah, he has 20, 30 pages without, before computers. Unbelievable. One of the Gaon Shebegaonim of 100 years ago. So he has, this is one of the big fat volumes. So he quotes there, one second, we don't know who the halacha is like. So therefore, what does the Gemara say? We do both. Imkain, he says, so it's not just a Zechel and Mikdash. This is Maker Adin. According to Hillel, you have to do this. So what's the Gemara talking about? What do we say? Zeichel, this isn't a Zeichel HaMikdash. This is Me'ikar HaDin. We don't know who the halacha is like. Should we eat it separately? Should we eat it together? So we do both. How can the Gemara call this Stam Zeichel HaMikdash? So says Yerav Rucham Fishel, no. Even according to Hillel, the chiyuv to eat it together was only Bizman HaMikdash. Because you have to eat it together in conjunction with the Pesach. Bizman HaZeh, there's no Pesach. So what's the mitzvah? You have a mitzvah separately, matzah, be'erev tochlu matzah. So that one remains independent. But to eat it all together, it's al matzah meroam yochluhu with the Pesach. So even Hillel agrees that bizman hazeh it's a zecher. So really, we are doing korech only as a zecher, because even Hillel would agree, and that's meduyik. He says in Rashi and the Rashbam, because what is zecher l'mikdash kehillel? Look at the third line of Rashi, zecher l'mikdash kehillel, zecher l'masha asa osa Hillel bizman shemesa mikdash kayam. This is what Hillel used to do. Hillel didn't do this bizman hazeh. Even Hillel agrees that the chiyuv of korech is only bizman hamikdash. So that is why we say zeich l'mikdash kehillel. There is, though, another controversy, and this is in the Bir Halacha. In Siman Taf Ayin Hey, is quoted what we do. What do? We first of all, the Torah quotes the manhig, quoting Shulchan Aruch, and that is, one shouldn't have any hefsek between the bracha of al achilas matzah and marer and korech, because it's as, even though it's only a zecher, but we want to be mitztaref that eating to the brachos, because that's also connected to the mitzvah of matzah and marer. That's why you're not supposed to talk about anything else or do anything else from the time you have al achilas matzah all the way through korech. You can talk before the eggs, but through korech you're not allowed to. You're not supposed to talk. And that should be announced before everybody washes. It's a nice idea for the Baal Haggadah, the Baal Habayis, to say, you know what, let's try not to talk because Korech is also included, so therefore we don't want to talk. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So the problem is, what about Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel? The Minog Yisrael is to say that before we eat it. Isn't that a hefsek? Say it afterwards. So why are we saying that? Isn't that with Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel? What if that's not a bracha? It's not a bracha. So why do we say it? So the Shulchan Aruch says it. Shulchan Aruch says, "V'tol v'b'charo korchem amorer." V'tol v'b'charo says, "V'omer zeichel ikin biklash kihilol v'ochlan." The Bir Halacha says, "The Bir Halacha says kasha." Halo amira zu havi hefsek mi bracha lebrach lekricha. I don't understand. The dochet lomer degam amira zu havi mi inyan hasuda. Like tul brich, giving, like we have the Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem about the things you're allowed to say in between the hamotzi and the eating. You're allowed to say get the salt. You're allowed to say give food to my animal. But this is, what do you don't need this? Zeichel Mikdash. He says, V'lulei de mistafina, says the Mishnah Berurah, Hava amina desorach lomar b'mechaber. He changes the gears of the mechaber. V'tovlo b'charoses, Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel. He doesn't have the word v'omer. Dip it in the charoses, Zeichel Mikdash, and eat it. But not that he's supposed to say that. He's supposed to say that, and then he ends off, V'tzorach iyun. V'tzorach iyun. So look in the Gemara, because what does the Gemara say? The Gemara just says, V'chasa, you dip, eat it, v'hadi hadadi, below bracha, zeichel mikdash. It doesn't say v'omer, zeichel mikdash. So he thinks that it's not, you don't say half of v'omer. What?
Why different than the salt?
Because the salt is a special kiyam to have to eat it with salt. The melach is on a shulchan. But it's not a question of the Raisa Rabbanan. This isn't even a din. It's a zeichel mikdash. And you're doing the Zeichel Mikdash. You don't have to say it. Well, Sviras Omer is also Zeichel Mikdash. We say something every day. Shaking a lulav of the other 6 days of Sukkot is also Zeichel Mikdash. We say Zeichel Mikdash. We don't have this whole pronouncement. You don't need the pronouncement to do the Zecher. Right? A lot of what we do on Yom Kippur is Zeichel. We all bow down by Karanu Mishtachav, and we hear the Shem, the Kohen Gadol. That's Zeichel Mikdash. Right? We don't have to say a whole pronouncement. We just do it. So, Mr. Brewer, you don't have to say it. It's a hafsik. Yeah.
I was going to say, but it's Derech.
That's his suggestion. He says it's Doche Glomar, but that's the Minhag Yisrael. The millions of Jews do it. They rely, or they hold that Doche Glomar isn't so Doche. I don't know. I guess if you're a real Bir Halacha man, you know, you won't say it. But generally, the Minhag Yisrael is to say it and assume it's not such a hefsek. There are worse hefsekim that we can imagine. Okay, let us continue. Second to last line. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Oshia. Kol she tibula b'mashket tzorach l'tilos yadayim. More aspects of karpas. We know in general there is a halacha. There's something called tumas yadayim. Chazal were gozer that all hands that were not washed. We have this in Masechta Shabbos. All hands that were not washed are called shnios latuma. Have the status of shnios. We know avi avos is a dead body. Av rishon sheni shlishi revi shlishi batruma revi bakodesh. We've had before. So the halacha is that Chazal made a takana derabanan, a gzeira derabanan. It might have started off because of truma, but that's the halacha. All hands have the status of shnios la truma. This is also the original part of why we wash before we eat bread. It was originally related to truma, then it was extended later on in history. But that is one gzeira derabanan, that all hands are called shnios la truma. There is a second halacha that it's quoted here, the last line of the Rashbam. You can look at it. Kala posel, that's a truma mitami mashkin lios tchila. There's a din derabanan that anything that could pasel truma, which means shnios la truma or above, because the truma could become a shlishi. So if you have something that's a shlishi, that cannot pasel truma, so that's not what it's talking about. But anything that's a sheni or above that pasels truma, there's another din derabanan that if it touches any liquid, it makes the liquid a tchila. It makes the liquid a rishon. That is another din derabanan related to gzeira mishum, the mashkin of a zav, which are an av. So that is two dindim derabanan. So because of that idea that hands are shnios and we don't want to be mitami liquids, the halacha is if you eat a wet vegetable, you have to wash your hands. You have to make sure your hands are dry. To wash your hands and then dry them, or make sure the fruit is dry, so you don't touch those liquids. So that's what that's the original reason why we wash for karpas on the Seder night. Anything that is dipped in liquid and therefore is going to be wet, so you don't want your hands to be metame that liquid and then metame the fruit. So therefore, we wash our hands before we eat karpas. There's a major discussion in the Taz in the Hilchas Pesach whether that's appropriate or not. We don't do that the whole year. We're not makbid on this halacha of Tumah and Tahara. We should dafka do it on Pesach? That's pretty hypocritical. You know, we're doing it tonight. Oh, Hashem, this is what we're doing. The Taz says, we don't do it. Don't do it. It's you're showing something that you're not really, it's not really appropriate. But generally, the Taz is not accepted, and we do it, at least on Pesach. We take upon ourselves extra stringencies of Tahara. But that is not, this is where the halacha comes from. Anything that is dipped in liquid is going to be wet. You need it until you die. Amar Rav Papa, Shmamina, by the fact that you have to wash your hands before you eat the karpas, Shmamina, Hai Chasa, or even the maror, let's say. We'll talk about both. They're both vegetables. Hai Chasa, Tzarech Lishkuei Becharoses, Mishum Kafa. It must be, says Rav Papa, that the maror must be totally sunk into the liquidy charoses. So that is why you have to be worried that you're going to touch liquid. Mishum kafa. The reason you put it into the charoses in the first place is because of kafa. What's kafa? Discussion in the Rishonim. Some say it's the dangerous acritic element in the maror, which has to be neutralized somewhat by the charoses. Others, Rabbi Chanan is quoted as some type of worm in the maror that has to be killed by the charoses. But either way, says Rav Papa, that if you have to wash your hands for it, it must be that it's totally wet. And you must sink it totally into the charoses. Because if you just have to dip it in, you don't have to sink it in, Natilas Yadayim Lamali, the hollow naga. So why would you have to do Natilas Yadayim? You didn't touch the wetness. Maybe you just got it wet on one end, and you don't have to sink it in. So that's a raya, says your papa, that you must have to sink in the mara into the charoses. Ask the gemara, what's that? I'm a dilma, no. Maybe you don't have to totally sink it in. V'kafa me'rechamayis. And the kafa, which is either, again, the worm or the dangerous elements, will just die out by being in proximity, near the scent of the charoses. So what do you have to wash for if you only have to dip it in? Dilma mishakule. Maybe you'll dip it in deeply and get your hands wet. That's why. But there's no chiyuv to dip it in totally. And we generally don't dip it in totally. We just get some, a little bit on it. How does it kill it? That's, gotta ask the physicists. You know, it kills it. It somehow neutralizes the taste. Sometimes you have a spicy food that you dip it the ketchup so that, you know, it neutralizes it. If it's the worm, right? So if it's the worm, then you got to work harder to figure it out. V'yamar Rav Papa, lo nishi inish maror b'charoses. Don't leave your maror for a long time into the charoses. Dilma agav chayel ye de tavlin maftele le merure ubin et maror v'leka. Because maybe if it's in there too much, it's going to neutralize totally the bitterness of the maror. And you need tamarar v'leka. And you need the tamarar and you don't have it. Adrei Rav Chizda Ravana Ukva v'darash. Rav Chizda used to give the drashas, but one day he gave Rav Ukva, Ravana Ukva, the pulpit, and he let him give a drasha. So this is what he darshed. Not al yada b'tibol risho, not al yada b'tibol sheni. Even though you already washed your hands for this issue of eating wet vegetables, even though you did it for the first one, you have to do it for the second one. So Amar Ravana Kamedir Papa Hoba Alma Itmar. It must be that Rav Ukva is talking about in general, the whole year, not specifically at the Seder. The Isakadai the Chachitbar, because if he's talking about the Seder, Lamanitilos Yadayim Trei Zimni. Why do you have to wash your hands again for the second time, for the Maror? Hamashla Yadechada Zimna. You already washed it the first time. So why do you have to wash it the second time? We don't wash it the second time for the Maror. Right? Or, you say, we do, because we just washed for the Hamotzi. But either way, said the Gemara, why would you have to wash it the second time? So Rav Ukva must be talking about the rest of the year. Omelu Rav Papa. Rav Papa says no. Adaraba Hacha Itmar. It must be talking about Pesach. These talking about Alma Itmar. Because if he's talking about in general, Lamali Tri Tibulim. What do you mean two Tibulim? Every time you dip, it's its own entity. You don't say there's two Tibulim on, you know, Stama weekday night. You want to dip something, you dip it. If you decide later you want more, you'll dip it again. There's no two Tibulim the rest of the year. Elamai Hacha Itmar. It must be he's talking about Pesach. So then it's Hilos Yadayim Trei Zimni Lamali. So back to the original question. If it's talking about Pesach, why do you have to wash your hands again for Marar? Hamashal Yadichad Zimno. You already washed once. Amri, the answer is, keep it to boil the memor Haggadah of a Halelya, since you have a big hafzik in between. You're saying the whole Haggadah, Dilma, interesting, but Halelya. what the last two paragraphs of Hallel, they're in Magid. So that's what the Gemara calls Hallel. The Iker Hallel is later. So there are aspects of Hallel. There's an interesting Ha'ara that it says, Agadatav HaHallelya, in between, Dilma Asuche Aschi L'dayte Benaga. Still, you might have a Hesach Adas, therefore you might touch it, so that's why you would have to wash again. Period. Amar Rava, Bola Matzah Yatzah, if you swallow matzah without tasting it, without chewing it, Yotzeh. Go straight down, you stuff it into your mouth without chewing it, you're Yotzeh the mitzvah of matzah. There's no issue of tam matzah, but there's an issue of achilas matzah. And it has to be called an achila. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Tafa and Hechav Tes points out that if the matzah is cooked, matzah mevushelas, you're not Yotzeh the mitzvah. What's the difference between matzah mevushelas and here? Says the Mishnah Berurah, because there's a difference. Over here you have a good chefsa, shal matzah. So you're eating it, and that's fine. Matzah mevushelas, it's not a chefsa of taste. The matzah has to have a chefsa of taste, and you don't have to taste it, but it has to go down to the normal proper channels. Mashiachin, matzah mevushelas, where it totally loses its shei matzah, it loses its tam, and therefore that would be worse. But at least it has to be a chefsa of tam. Bala matzah yatsa, bala maror lo yatsa. But if you don't taste the maror, you are not yotze. Yeah.
The fact that you don't need to taste the matzah goes against before,
exactly. So if you say, take the pashtus approach, like of Tosfos, that the reason that maror and matzah can't go together is because it ruins the taste of the matzah, so then this doesn't work as well. You'll have to say maybe that there's a difference between an active prevention from another maicho of the taste versus just going straight down and you're not tasting it. You can be machalik between those two ways. So, bala matzah umarar, but if you ate the matzah and the marar, they both went straight down, bala, ide matzah yatzah, ide marar lo yatzah. There it wasn't ruined by the taste, but you yotzah the mitzvah matzah, not the marar, because marar has an issue of tam. Karchan besiv ubalan, but if you wrap them both up in some type of outer, let's say, piece of lettuce or something, and then you swallow it, afide matzah nami lo yatzah, because the matzah has to touch the mouth of the person eating it. If it doesn't touch the mouth of the person eating it, then you are not yotzei. Period. There is a discussion. There is a Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says that you're not yotzei mara with romaine lettuce. It's a chumra of the Chazon Ish. It says, because the Chazon Ish says, romaine lettuce isn't so bitter, it's a little sweet. Chazon Ish is quoted as, you have to use the horseradish. Other poskim we spoke about earlier, Lamed Hey, maybe you dafka can't. Maybe dafka, the horseradish is not marer. The Chazon Ish has this chumra. So if you look in the Haggadah's Minchas Asher, Rashi Weiss talks about this, and he says, "I how you mastik the minhag of Klal Yisrael, the eat the romaine lettuce." And that is, no, you have to say, similar to here, the din of tam marer doesn't mean you have to actually taste it. It also, similar, has to be a chefsa that has tam. So even though the romaine lettuce only gets bitter later on in its growth process, and you are eating it before, it's chilaso mato, v'sofo mar, he thinks that would be enough. He, if you want to look there, it's the last piece in the first section of the Haggadah Shel Pesach, he discusses, it defends the minhag of romaine lettuce. Okay, but this is the issue. Tam Moror is a big issue. Amar Efsimi, right, so look at the second medium line of the Rashbam. The Kapid Rachmana Lamarar es Piv Shel Ochel. Beautiful Lashon. Right, Dafka Marar is not just a mitzvah zachila. It's to make our mouths bitter. That's what Rashi Weiss talks about. Where do we ever have a mitzvah zachila that taste is very important, connected to it? And how, what tastes for you doesn't taste for me. What's bitter for you is not bitter for me. So it's very difficult to say that you have to actually taste it. That's why he leans towards the chefsa shel tam, not just tam itself. Amr, Efsimi Barashi. Next point. Mitzvah l'fnei kol echad v'echad. I'm sorry. Matzah l'fnei kol echad v'echad. Maror l'fnei kol echad v'echad. V'charos l'fnei kol echad v'echad. In those days, they had little tables in front of each person. So you have to have all the mitzvahs in front of each person. Matzah, maror, whole seder plate in front of each person. But they ain't open. It's a shulchan. Elefnei misha omer agada. But you only have to take away the shulchan. When you take it away before Manish Tana to get the kids to ask the questions, you only have to take away the Baal HaBayis' table. Rafuna Amar, no, kulhu nami lefnei misha omer Haggadah. No, nobody else needs the mitzvahs except the one in front of who's saying the Haggadah, which is what we do. We only have one Seder plate on the table. Not everybody has their own Seder plate. We have one Seder plate. The Hilchasa ki Rafuna, and that is what we paskin. Period. Lama okeres haShulchan. Why do you take the Shulchan away anyway? Ami debei Rav Yanai, which we move the Kara, we don't move the whole Shulchan. Kedesh yakiru tinokos v'yishalu, right? To pike the kids' curiosity, so they'll ask questions. Abaye havi yasef kamei derabba, chazya dekam madli tacha mikame. Abaye must have been a young child, and he sees that they took the table away from Rabba. Amalahu, adayin lo kalachinan, asi, kama akri tacha mikaman, we didn't eat yet. What are they taking away the table for? So, Amar Rabba. Rabba answers him, oh, patrasan milomer manishtana. You have patterned me from saying manishtana. Lot written about this line. What does this mean? The pashtus is, manishtana are just examples of questions. You asked the question already. Let's start with avadim hayinu. That's the pashtus of the Gemara. But if you look in, that's what the Rashbam says. The Rashbam in the last line. Shalom manishtana, ino nesrichel lomer manishtana. We don't have to say manishtana. You asked the kashus. So now we just have to answer you. Avadim hayinu. The Aruch HaShulchan, though, says it's meduyik. If you look at the Rambam does not say this. The Rambam quotes the story of the... Where's the Rambam? The Rambam quotes the story of the Seder in Paraches, and then he says, Umoz gada kosheni, v'kan haben shoel. Now the child asks the Manishtana, and then the Rambam says, v'omer hakore, Manishtana halayla ze, etc., etc. He doesn't say, v'kan haben shoel Manishtana. V'kan haben shoel, v'omer hakore. As if to say, the child asks anything, but then the person, v'omer, the kore says, first of all, the Rambam doesn't say v'shoel. He says, v'omer hakore. What do you mean, omer? Manishtana are questions. What do you mean, omer? And what do you mean, the kore? The Kori, the Baal HaGad has to say it? So the Aruch HaShulchan is Bedaik, no. Manishtana, on the Pashtus, it's a question, but it also could be a statement of exclamation. Manishtana, how different is this night? Like, Magadlu Ma'asecha Hashem, how awesome are God's creations. So Manishtana is also a statement. Manishtana, Alayla Hazeh Mikol Alaylos. And that is why, says the Aruch HaShulchan, based on the Rambam, even if all the children ask the Manishtana, everybody has to repeat the Manishtana. Everybody has to say the Manishtana. Not just start with the Avadim Hayinu after the kids go through their Manishtanas. Everybody should either say it, or, you know, at least say it along with the children, because that's also part of the answer. This night is so unique. Again, you have to work out how the Rambam learns this line of Padrasi Milomar Manishtan. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow is an awesome daf. Enjoy it. All about Lechem Oni and Charoses and Manishtana and Maschil Begnus and Zeichlis Yis Mitzrayim B'chol Dar Vadar. Chock full. So, B'ez Hashem will pick up on Sunday, which is a large daf. Okay.